Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
What's up? What happened in the water? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Stefan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello?
Hola.
Hola. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great, man. Thank you.
Okay. Well, shoot, before I tell my story, like, I forgot. I met you guys a long time ago at the last OzFest where Ozzy was at. Before I ever even started listening to you guys, I met you, and I wish I would have known I was going to be a big fan later. I mean, that's great.
Well, Ozzy kind of distracted from that, I think, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, my story is back when I was 16. I got a job on a fishing trawler that we turned into a tugboat. We were taking it through the Panama Canal to put some houses on it in Aberdeen here and take it up to Dutch Harbor. But, like, a week after we went through the Panama Canal, we were going about 3, 4, 5 miles an hour. And I had just got done prepping dinner, and I went to bed. It was about 2 a.m. And hour into sleeping, a ton of water starts rushing into my room. Apparently, we hit something, and a small hole got put in the bow of the ship, and we were taking on water. It was a small enough amount to where the crew could jump over the side and patch the hole. We didn't think anything of it. We're going about our day the next day. Same thing. I prep dinner, go to bed, or I finish dinner, go to bed, and then wake up about 3 hours later because the aft end of the ship is being pulled down, and I got knocked out of my bed and thrown to the ground. Apparently, the same thing that hit the bow of the boat hit the barge we were pulling, and it was taking on water really fast and pulling us down. So we had to stop dead in the water off the coast of Guadalajara, and the Navy had to come out with helicopters and stuff and land on the small part of the barge that was still showing. And the divers went down, fixed the patch, the hole and stuff, and that was super scary because we almost died two days in a row.
What hit the boat?
We don't know.
Wow. But you ended up still towing that thing all the way up to Dutch Harbor.
We did. They patched it up. We went into L.A., had some more repairs done to it, and we got it up to Aberdeen here, and we loaded all the houses on it, and then we took it up to Dutch Harbor.
How long does that trip take?
It took 6.5 months. From the start, we started in Galveston, Texas, did some final prep work for the boat. But that was pretty nice. I had a rental car. I got to drive up and down the coast to the Walmart to fill up the ship full of stuff. Nothing better than, you know, being 16 and driving on the coast in a rental car.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and I've heard it's beautiful down there.
How long does it take to get through the canal? Because you guys are what, east to west? I mean, because I've heard it is a very slow process.
Well, from start to finish, it only took about 8 hours. But
really?
When we got there, The second we got there, or not the second we got there, we were pulling in to, I forget the name, Cologne, and the Navy actually contacted the captain and told him to stand down. He was like, you guys need to, you're like, something in line, we're doing war games. So the entire U.S. Navy, like 12 or 15 warships, like 8 or 9 submarines, a bunch of other carriers and stuff, they all got to go through before us. So we had to sit there and wait 4 days for all these other ships and submarines and stuff to go through.
Now, are you allowed to just go and tool around Panama City if you want while this is going on?
Yes.
See, I wouldn't mind these breaks too
at
much.
At 16, man, yeah.
It's
going to
take
come
6.5 months anyway. Yeah, give me a couple landlocked days.
Yeah, but that took me to a couple bars there. So if you wanted to make a man out of me. I waited until we were done with our trip to tell him that I was already a man before that trip. But,
well, yeah, of course. They're going to buy you drinks.
Yeah, why not?
Let me ask you that. Would you do it again?
Yes, sir.
All right.
That's crazy.
That kind of sounds awesome. Kind of.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be a life experience.
It is. Yeah. My problem is you just know for a fact when you're on a boat, it's too much work. Like, we were watching something the other day, and it showed a farmhouse, and my wife's like, ooh, I really like that. I said, well, I do too, but the problem is there's too much work because it was a working farm. Like, they had done something to the house to make it cool, and it was very cool. But then the other scenes on the feeding the horses and plowing all this, and I go, like, everything about this seems cool except that.
I want a barn house.
Right. Now, I don't want a barn.
I don't want a farm. I want a barn house where you can shoot hoops in your living room.
Yeah, that's my wife would love that. My problem is where they're located is not where I want to be.
That's the issue. I know a lot of women that like that. They're like, that's what I want to do. And I'm like, I don't think you fathom how much work you got to put in to live on a farm.
Yeah, man. And I have zero interest in that. What time do you get up? Out. It's just that easy. You know?
Yeah, all right. I just kind of living better, Ted. You just get the barn and you live in the house. You don't have to have a farm.
Oh, no. I'm 100% with you. Awesome. Yeah. I used to play in a Wednesday night pickup game because this guy lived up in Edmonds. He was like a friend of a friend, and he had like one of those structures, and he had a half court in there.
We
would go up there and play 3-on-3.
What happened in the water? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, George. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. How you guys doing?
Hola. Doing great, George. Thank you.
Okay. Can you hear me okay? I got a pretty spotty signal.
No, you're good, man.
Oh, no worries. So what I want to let you guys know is back when I was about 18, a bunch of us guys from high school went up to up the coast. You know, it's in Australia called Port Macquarie. Everybody, one of us got like drunk out of our brains because we can drink at 18 back there. And the next morning, I decided to get up and take my surfboard and go out. But there was a storm. I can't remember it. It probably wasn't a cyclone, but a very big storm. Decided to go surfing. Nobody else was there. And the first wave, I got tumbled down, and I think you were saying before, when you go, your head's going into the sand, and you don't know whether you're going to come back up or not, and I did not know. Next thing you know, I'm like about 3 foot away from the rocks of a breakwater that comes out next to a saltwater estuary river, and I thought my life was gone. But I popped out in the middle of the estuary, which was, the tide was running in, and some fishermen's on the rocks yelling at me, "Your surfboard." And of course, I had a leg rope, and I was too stupid to think, okay, why don't I just pull the leg rope in and get on my surfboard? Ended up floating down the river, going into the middle of town, and then having to walk all the way back to the campsite with my surfboard under my arm, with all these people looking at me, tourists and all that sort of stuff. But the stupid thing is, I got back, and my buddies were all still drunk and asleep, and they didn't believe me when I said what happened.
Wouldn't that be one of the most, isn't it one of the most dangerous places as far as sharks, where the rivers and the tributaries meet the ocean, as far as where they go and feed and all that? Like, basically, you've just floated down, like, where all the sharks are waiting to eat, right?
And those guys are there on the breakwater. As I'm going down, they're looking at me going, who is this idiot floating down?
Because
my name's George. Well, I'm the idiot.
There's a reason the fishermen are there, because sharks are going to eat those fish, too. So.
Right.
And that's what they say. So the tribute is, I'm not sure whether it's when the tide coming in, the tide's going out, they got all the charm and all whatever, and that's where the sharks come in. But, yeah, that was smart, right?
Hey, George, just so you know, a text came in. I'll read it verbatim. Please tell sexy Australian dude to call back every day. Quote, women everywhere.
Yes. And send in your legitimate Bloomin' Onion recipe to us.
Yeah. I eat Bloomin' Onions every day, right?
Yeah, exactly. Kookaburra wings. Now that's a knife.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think seeing a guy walking down the street in Australia with a surfboard, I'd be like, Australia.
Yeah, I wouldn't give it another thought.
Yeah.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Terry Daly in the house.
What's up, gentlemen? How are you? I'm doing great.
Lovely day
doing
today.
It got better.
Yeah.
You know, I woke up this morning and I couldn't see the trees on the other side of the yard, and I felt like I was in one of those, like, horror movies, you know, and something was kind of come get me.
That's so I'm a reasonable thought.
Yet. Right? It really
freaked
me
out. That should be your first thought. Yeah. It's gloomy. We're going to die.
Yep. Yeah.
It's a matter of time.
I tell my kids that every day. Dad, it's cloudy. That's because we're going to die, kids.
Well, it's starting to be grilling season.
It is.
I know you guys have been talking meat for the past 3 days.
I know.
All the different barbecues, the ribs, everything else.
Now today we're on burgers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it a smash burger that you were enjoying that you made there, Taryn?
Yeah, it was like hand-formed patties all good stuff in there. You got to put an egg in there. You got to get some breadcrumbs.
What makes a hamburger a smash burger?
All right, so Taryn wasn't making smash burgers. She made very delicious hamburgers.
Yeah,
so
smash burger
is what, like a sloppy-looking slider?
It's got to be like flattened out, and then technically I think you're supposed to cook onions with it, and it kind of all cooks together.
Okay,
and,
like, put some raw onions in there and smash those into? Is that the
way?
Okay. So like White Castle's been doing smash burgers for, not White Castle, was it White, was it Crystals? What was the damn place?
White People.
Yeah, I met Ryan Castle. Yeah. You know, Ryan Castle.
He's been doing smash burgers for years.
Oh, yeah.
What would you guys, we've got, we're going to get into 10 rock stars that, and what they eat as their last meal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in this instance, obviously, for the most part, most of these people did not know that that was going to be their last meal.
Yeah, because I think you pick different. If someone said, look, I got terrible news. You don't plan on doing anything bad to yourself, but you ain't eating again. I think you change your order.
Do we have any idea if you could pick? Would it be barbecue? Would it be something like ribs or steak?
I'm going crab cakes and Clams Casino, specifically for mamas. Granted, it's my last meal. Maybe I got to fly 3,000 miles to do it. But if you're telling me, hey, bro, you ain't eating again.
I think I would do this thing where I would go very a la carte, but it would only be one or two things. Like one chicken wing, one hush puppy.
One
onion ring.
Like a sampler.
One potato skin.
Could you just go to a mall food court and order one thing from each place?
Right. One piece of, I don't know, General Tso's chicken.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like just a bunch of things that I like, you know. One good egg roll. I don't know. I would have a bite of each one. You know, it's like one rib.
Memories.
I'd do it that way.
Yeah.
One slice of pizza, pepperoni.
Sure.
I'm with you. I'd go a crab cake and a fatty piece of brisket.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. I like the crab cakes are in there, man. Strong game.
Yeah, very good. So today, I guess we have what is known to be the last meal of certain artists before they passed on.
Correct.
Okay. So we're going to play the artist, and then can we guess what we think their last meal is?
Yeah.
Okay. Based on how I view the artist.
The person. Okay. You know, just based on, you know, where they're from, how they look.
What we know of them, you know, whatever their reputation was.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. All right, so we have...
Guarantees accuracy.
On Sit and Spin today, we have 10 rock stars and what they ate as their last meal.
10, number 10.
Because I wanna bang.
I'm going to guess it was a combination of Valium.
I was going to say heroin?
Don't know that it's going to be food.
He wasn't hungry. That's the problem.
That's what I'm saying. So, I think his last thing he put in his mouth was probably a pill. His last meal, I don't know, like fish and chips.
I'm going to go skinless bangers.
Ooh.
Skinless bangers for Sid.
Ted, any guesses?
I didn't think he ate. He was on so many drugs. Seriously. I'm like.
His last meal was Gerber baby food when he was
It's probably like one egg and a piece of toast.
It was actually quite hearty. It was spaghetti bolognese.
Ooh. Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding. The sex pasta, as I like to call it.
The sex pasta.
I would never have got. I never would have guessed.
Because bolognese, baby, just bring the bolognese into the bedroom. You know.
Oh yeah.
But he was coming off a bender.
Probably.
He was. He hadn't eaten in days.
That's what he's eating, based on what we know of him, it'd have been a long time.
He also was not in the UK.
he was probably in Italy.
He was somewhere else. Yes. These are what 10 rock stars ate as their last meal.
Number 9.
I Are we going Keith Moon or are we going John Entwistle?
This is a Keith Moon last meal.
Oh, ooh. My bad. Okay.
Keith Moon.
Do you know? Do we know where he died?
Yeah, yes, the same flat that Mama Cass of the Mamas and the Papas died in. No,
yeah, seriously.
Joke.
That's not a place you want to stay.
No, that's creepy.
I feel like with him, it's like either something like a tuna fish sandwich or a jar of pickles.
I think he ate a whole pizza.
Ooh.
He's a drummer.
Here's
fish and chips.
Oh, fish and chips? Well, there's actually a little bit of a conflict in the correct answer here. Some people say it was lamb cutlets. Other people say it was steak and eggs. What I have researched says that he did eat both. He ate the night before, his girlfriend made him lamb cutlets, and then he woke up hungry again, and she made him steak and eggs, and it was after that when he went back to sleep that he never woke up.
Man, he lost a keeper.
He also had 26 undissolved pills in his stomach.
Good
undissolved.
God.
Undissolved. Those are the undissolved ones.
The capsules.
It was those anti-alcohol pills.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh, that worked.
Yeah, they worked like a charm. Ugh.
What 10 rock stars ate as their last meal?
Eight. Number eight.
And they could never, ever tear us apart.
I know.
I know what was in his mouth.
A blooming onion. He's from Australia, right?
Is the blooming onion something that we created here in the United States?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Maybe kookaburra wing.
Who is this?
This is In Excess.
Michael Hutchins.
Yeah.
Autoerotic asphyxiation. So the last thing in his mouth is different than the last thing you ate.
I'll say a meat pie.
Mm.
Ooh, not meat pie.
He's Australian.
I feel like he's a cheeseburger guy.
Shrimp on the Bobby.
It was a completely different kind of cuisine. He was at an Indian restaurant in Sydney, and he got chicken tikka fillets, chicken butter masala.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's.
I mean, there you go.
I would have eaten dinner with him.
I mean, I love Indian food. That sounds amazing.
It does. Man, oh man, I don't know what put you in that kind of mood, but hey.
Okay.
There you go.
What 10 rock stars ate as their last meal?
Seven, number seven.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Sweat.
I mean, I assume he ate his sandwich, right?
Peanut butter, peanut butter, banana,
and bacon.
Many would think that.
This is the only one I know, only because Mike and I did some research on this a few weeks ago. I thought it was the fried peanut butter and banana sandwich.
With bacon.
He had eaten that earlier, but that's not what killed him, Ted. This is like when you say, I shouldn't have done that last shot because the first 15 had nothing to do with how you feel.
Right.
Was it, how many, I know it was like ice cream and cookies.
4 scoops of ice cream and 6 chocolate chip cookies.
Wow.
I mean,
that's a hell of a night. I mean.
If he had just not done that.
4 scoops, too.
Right? I mean, if I was like really, Jesus. Really stoned, maybe.
Or sad.
But the really crazy thing is he had a cavity filled like less than 24 hours before that.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hey, you like to eat.
My man did like to eat.
Golly. What's a 10
rock
stars?
That's a meal.
I need 4 scoops of this. Wash down some of that bacon and banana and peanut butter. I need some cookies on top of that ice cream. Wash down ice cream.
Jesus. What 10 rock stars ate as their last meal?
I got to poop.
Number 6.
Gotta go take a dump. Jimmy.
There's a Seattleite. Salmon.
But he was in England, right?
Dick's Burger.
All right, he's in England. He's a black dude.
Jimmy had to have a Dick's Burger.
Fish and chips,
right?
Same fish and chips.
I mean, fish is the right family.
Okay.
Different preparation, though.
Sushi?
No.
Fish sandwich.
Yes, it was a tuna fish sandwich.
Are you kidding?
A tuna fish sandwich.
All
how
right.
appropriate for this show to report this news.
Did Jimmy
get fish sandwich?
There you go.
Damn.
How about that?
Too soon, Mike.
Sorry.
You think those were his last words?
Yes.
Oh.
What 10 rock stars?
The two really good for sandwich.
That's their last meal.
Number 5.
I'm dead serious. Based on where he lived, I'm going to go Dick's Burger. And I think both of those guys had Dick's Burgers in their lifetime.
I'm sure they did.
Cobain for sure did.
Where was he? Was he in Aberdeen? I don't remember. Where did he die?
He died here. Up on Capitol Hill.
Oh, he died on Capitol Hill.
Up by the park.
Man, oh man. If there's a God, it was Bill's Wings. But I don't think that was the...
I mean, I
would say a steak.
I'm kind of disappointed in this. Like, I feel like there could have been a little bit more research done because this isn't really a proper meal at all.
But that already sounds fitting for Cobain.
It is. It was cigarettes and Barks root beer.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, that That sounds about right.
Oh, I mean, that does not really fill a hole or make a turd, so I don't know if I really consider a meal.
What was your last meal? Cigarettes and root beer. Run that by your doctor. They're like, hey, why don't you eat a little more?
Weight's down.
Yeah, what's in Rockstar's Eight is their last meal?
Four, number four.
I'm on top of the world.
Karen Carpenter had one grain of rice.
I mean, you would think so. Ironically, that is not the case.
A rice cake.
No. It's impressive.
Oh, boy. So it's like multiple things?
Yes.
One baby
cake. So like waffles, bacon with a side of hash browns or something.
So Karen Carpenter went out to Bob's Big Boy with her parents and had a shrimp salad.
All right.
Then, I'm not saying she invented fourth meal, but she may have invented fourth meal. She got tacos from a Mexican restaurant because she was still hungry. Go figure, go figure.
Just like going out to sushi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think Bob's Big Boy would brag about that? You know, we've had celebrities eat here.
Once. What's up, 10 rock stars? Eight is their last meal on Sit and Spin.
Number three.
Sausage.
Oh.
If you went out on top, man, like, you died doing with love.
Couple meatballs. Yes.
Oh.
Two deviled eggs. I don't know.
Freddie Mercury. I feel like it was something exotic, which means it won't be.
I would say Indian food.
No.
I mean, he couldn't have been that hungry at that stage. He knew what was happening to his body.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then wouldn't you just go for it? If you swing for the fences,
if you
man.
Just have an appetite, that's the only thing.
Right.
So I think he picked something that I would maybe pick, or in the same like vein as something I would pick.
I don't know.
Spare ribs.
Ooh.
Apparently there were sticky ribs.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Some say that his partner had tried feeding him mango as he was lying down before he passed, but the real meal that they know he ate for sure was the spare ribs.
You know what that means? His last words were, get the F out of my face with that mango.
I do respect it, though. That's a decadent meal. Like,
can I get a name?
Yeah. Ribs and mango.
Mm-hmm.
What's a 10 rock stars ate as their last meal?
Number two.
Driving that train, I'm cocaine.
I tell you, he's not hungry.
You know he's stoned, so he's going to eat a lot. I'll say lasagna.
That's a strong guess.
I mean, it's more specific than that, but you are right on. You're on the money.
Is it a big pasta dish?
Is it Italian food?
Yeah. I mean, it just
says, Who is this?
It's Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead. So he ate at an Italian restaurant. It doesn't really say specifically what it was, but it's right there.
All right.
And it was just about a week after his 53rd birthday. Went out with his wife. Third wife. And you know, he'd had, 4 or 5 years before, he was in that diabetic coma for several days. And And then right after this meal, he died.
It seems so crazy. He died at 53, but when he died, he seemed so old to me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Grateful Dead had also been around. I'm now a year older than him. I'm just saying, Jerry. That's all.
Wild.
These are what 10 rock stars ate as their last meal. We made it to number one.
Number one.
Come on now, touch me, babe.
LSD.
All right. So he died in France.
And he was kind of pretentious, and by kind of, like, super pretentious. He was, man. You can like his music or not.
I'll say
he was super pretentious.
Steak and frites.
Steak and frites? Not bad.
Mm-hmm. No.
I'm going to guess it's something very French. I don't know. It involved baguette and wine and...
One would
Duck
think...
Duck Laurent?
A croissant?
One would think. I mean, when in France, you would. But no. It was a Chinese restaurant that he went to, and he had some sweet and sour dish. And this says plenty of beers. And from what we know of Jim Morrison, he could drink like 6 beers in an hour.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's also dead, so let's not be too impressed.
Like 6 beers in an hour is so crazy.
But they also say he put down like 2 to 3 bottles of whiskey a day. Like, I mean, that guy, it was intense.
Coming up, thank you so much, Terry Daly. We appreciate it. We will drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
What spilled or what is the biggest mess you've ever had to clean up? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
So, I'm a plumber, and I went to Gig Harbor to replace a grease trap. When I had written the estimate, the very first sentence said, grease trap must be emptied before arrival. Ew. I get there, go in, open it, it's completely full. And I don't know how many of you are familiar with grease traps, but basically, it catches all of the nastiest stuff that goes down the drain in the restaurant before it goes into the sewer.
And has an amazing smell.
Yes, it's like throw up times 10. So I took a look at it, didn't have time to come back, and figured, you know what, I can deal with this. So I got a big garbage bag, the thickest one they had, threw in a garbage can, got about 10 gallons of that in there, took it out to the street right across from Finn Holmes Market, if you know where that is, right in the middle of downtown Gig Harbor, hoisted that bag up, got it to the top of the trash can about chest level, and that bag exploded all over me. All over everything. And I'm panicking. You know, trying to figure out what to do and grab a hose, get it cleaned up before anybody finds out. And then people start coming out of businesses and they're coming up from the docks and everybody's going, oh, my God, what is that smell? And I'm just panicking trying to get it cleaned up before a city official or somebody drives by. And
but that wasn't your job to clean that thing out.
It even said clean it. So you're doing the best you can.
And I told her that, and when I walked back through the door of the restaurant completely covered in that, she had the most terrified look on her face. And I said, this is why I asked you to empty it before I got here, and oh my God, it was horrible.
She probably looked terrified. I'm guessing, you might not know this, but I'm guessing after that, when you walked in, it was probably your face that hit her with the terror. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I probably looked like I wanted to hurt someone.
All right, not that it I don't know the formula, but is there a different smell on a grease trap compared to what the restaurant is serving?
Absolutely.
In other words, is there one grease trap that's going to be worse than a different place that has different...
And all the restaurants I've worked in, man.
Like an Italian restaurant compared to a Chinese restaurant, compared to a taco place, compared
I've worked
to a burger
seafood place.
I've
worked at pizza places, I've worked at fine dining, and I can't explain it. Almost every grease trap just kind of smells the same. And you would think a seafood restaurant would be the worst, right?
That's what I was going to say.
That make a difference. If you have the grease trap, like when you open that thing and you have to deal with it, it sucks. And it's maybe once a week we had to do it. And basically whoever got the short straw had to do it. But it is an inexplicable smell. And you wonder what happens in your body, because it's all food.
And where do you put
it? It's just food.
Where do you put it?
There's a lot of companies that supply you with like a big metal drum, and all that's drained into there, then they come around and pick it up. It's almost like picking up the trash. We give you the receptacle.
But this is not the stuff that they sell to cosmetic companies or any of that stuff, is it?
No, that's more like fryer oil.
Okay.
Hey, what plumbing company do you work for, Jeff?
Actually, Spartan Plumbing. It was kind of weird. I heard my commercial the second I got put on hold. I was like, wait, that's my voice.
Oh, right on.
Oh, there you go.
That's your voice?
I was actually in studio yesterday for our meeting and talked to Ted about blue crab.
Yeah, we were chatting up about crab.
Are you kidding me?
We got to teach you how to do a better commercial, how to do a better read. You know? I'm kidding. I didn't even hear it. We were smoking.
Yeah, you guys enjoy that bottle of Jack I gave you a couple months ago?
Oh, was that you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What do you think the answer to that question is?
Well, you never know.
But that was really good stuff.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
That did not last long. A lot of it evaporated.
Yeah. In our bellies.
Yeah, it evaporated quick.
Someone left a lid off, I think.
Got hot.
Enjoyed it.
Sure.
Yeah, we absolutely. No, man, thank you for that.
That was awesome. Thank you so much.
Sorry about that. By the way, you did throw away everything you were wearing after the grease trap thing, I assume.
I'm a plumber, so I went and changed my clothes and finished the job.
All right. Say, what's good?
Well, it's funny, that, right? But he's a plumber. We're talking about blue crabs. We've said this before. There's very few things that smell as good as people steaming blue crabs.
Uh-huh.
With Old Bay, but like, there's nothing as bad as those dumpsters the next
day. Oh, my God.
Jesus. In the sun?
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously, dude. That's
Yeah, you never eat blue crabs at 75-degree weather. It's always like 105. You're sweating.
I'll just put the shells in here.
And I don't think people understand when you're back there in Maryland, like, the summers are so hot. And, like, sometimes, like, where you park, you got to walk by those dumpsters. You're just like, God, it is awful. Then you get in there, like, I can't wait to eat.
I know.
Sometimes, even when you park in a parking lot going to a restaurant and you park near a dumpster.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to walk in.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's awful, but you still want to eat the food in there.
What's spilled or what's the biggest mess that you have ever had to clean up? 206-803-ROCK.
Also, beer lines. That's a very unique. Those yeast snakes.
Yeah, man.
God, that's awful.
You almost don't want to drink draft beer when you see them. Except that it's beer. Nothing's really going to stop me, but it kind of makes your stomach curdle.
Yeah.
I will say.
And I don't think it's... It happens in every city, but unfortunately, there's a lot of bars who do not clean those enough.
They do not clean them enough. In fact, after the pandemic, places slowly start reopening. There was a bar that Miles and I frequented, and we're like, cool, man, they're back open. So we go in, bartender Luke, see him, and we're like, hey, man, you know our order. And he's like, listen, I can get you your shots that you guys like, but he's like, I'm going to give you a bottled and or canned beer. I'm like, what are you talking about? The taps. He goes, listen, we've been open in 2 years. They have not cleaned the lines. And we were like, but here's the thing. Other people would walk in that he didn't know. Oh, let me get a so-and-so on draft. He's like, coming right up, buddy.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, he didn't tell the other customers.
You got it.
Yeah, but he's like, sure, man, sure. But he told us, like, dude, you don't want to do this. Here's a good one for, I don't know if good is the right word, but an interesting one from the text line. It says, back when I was a teenager, I worked in a grocery store, and someone dropped a colostomy bag in a public bathroom. Then an old guy went into the bathroom, and he slipped and fell in it. While on the ground, he peed himself and also threw up. His wife told me I rounded up cleaning supplies and went to clean up the mess. I threw up two times cleaning it up. I couldn't stop gagging, so then I just said, F it. I locked the bathroom, gave the old guy a change of clothes from the meat department.
The meat department has a change of clothes.
Who knew?
I guess so.
That's the place to go.
Here's some bloody whites.
Yeah, I'll take them over the poop.
What spilled or what's the biggest mess you've ever had to clean up? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So this was back in the mid-70s, and it was a fourth or fifth date for my future wife and I, so I was still trying to impress her. And we went out to a pretty nice restaurant, and white tablecloth, white napkins. And we got seated at the same time as a couple across the aisle, and everybody ordered margaritas because that's what you did back then. And this woman picked up her margarita and dropped it right in her lap. Didn't even get a drink out of it. And she stands up, and she's wearing some white kind of pants. And they're not very opaque once you put a margarita on them. And she realized, now it's the same as all, same time as all of us, that you could see the forest. And
was she underwear? She was underwear free.
Underwear free, and it was plain as day that there was no trimming going on.
Can't see the forest through the trees.
That poor girl was crying, and she's grabbing everything off of the table, trying to wipe it up, and realizes that's not going to help. So then she's grabbing napkins and just holding it over the area. And my wife handed her a couple of napkins too, and she kind of ran out of the restaurant. My wife gave me a look, it's like, "Don't you dare laugh." And so I didn't. her boyfriend, whoever took her there, he knew better as well. He's like choking on following her out. He's trying not to.
You're going to choke later, too.
I'm guessing that's
hilarious, but I felt so bad.
That image is burned in your head, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Okay.
Her big, bushy downstairs. You can't see it.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
That's what it remembers from it. Like, you can just see it all. Don't you dare laugh. Like, come on, man.
What spilled or what's the biggest mess you've ever had to clean up? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, that's one of those ones, like, watching an older person take a tumble yeah. like concrete. Like you are concerned, mm-hmm. but also sure. it is hard not to crack a smile.
I thought I was going to get beat as a bussing ball tomorrow. I'm like 15, 16 years old, and there's a very old woman sitting in the very back of the bus, and she has a big brown paper grocery bag. Don't know what's in the bag. Doesn't matter. Anyway, the bus is hauling along. He takes this tight turn, man, and I mean, she flies out of the seat and just goes spilling down the aisle, and all of these oranges come rolling out of this bag. I don't know if the bag was nothing but oranges, but it was a sizable number of oranges. They're rolling around everywhere. Well, I laughed out loud, man. Everyone on that bus gave me the death stare, and I'm just like, oops. I mean, it was bad, bad. And we helped her up, got her back to the seat, but my initial reaction was, ha, ha, ha.
Mike, I'm did you laugh when one. You tripped that blind guy on the bus? Was no! hard to keep from knowing
he was laughing before he did it.
Oh, damn.
Did anyone else laugh?
God, no. No, okay. I felt awful, and I felt all the eyes just staring at me, too. Like,
you know
no.
what? Mike's been lying. I was on that bus. He elbowed me and said, watch this, Ted.
Watch this, man.
Classic Mike Hawk.
Hold my beer.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of The Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you, folks. Now we all know the 4th of July is coming up soon. One of America's greatest holidays.
I think that's an easy argument, yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know that any other country celebrates it besides us.
Not July 4th, yes. Yes. Yeah. Specifically us.
Yeah.
Canada's what, 2 days early?
July 1st.
July 1st, 3 days early.
Okay. Yeah. Mike and I were toying with the idea of going up there 1 year, just decked out in American flag gear.
What's up, guy? Heard it's Independence Day.
Go Panthers.
Yeah, you still talking about that queen? I mean, wow. Something in French, queen? So, anyhow, they asked some American, according to a new report, I like that. Basically, they're saying, what is the most important part of July 4th cookouts?
All right.
You want to start with the food or you want to start with some adult beverages?
Well, I mean, to me, I'd like a good adult beverage to start out. So
there you go.
We walk start in, cooking or whatever. Me, yeah. I'll take the drink first.
I'm with you. I don't care. Alcoholic, like adult beverage or not. I don't know that you ever walk into a cookout and it's just like, bam, hot dog.
Grab a hand.
Right. Like generally, you're going to have a sip of something.
There's the cooler.
Yeah, exactly.
And if there's kids, at least in our home, the blue coolers for the kids doesn't mean you can't go in it, but it's going to be juicy juice and crap. The stuff you're looking for, it's in the white cooler in the back.
Yeah, I kind of forgot till I was back east like a month ago. My family just labels everything. It's like five coolers, right? It's like water soda, light beer, hard seltzers.
Ours is simple. If there's not, so it could be water, it could be soda, it could be juicy juice box. I don't know, but if it's in the kids one, there's no alcohol. If you just need hydration, it's there.
So some of the top adult beverage choices, and this shouldn't surprise anybody. The number one choice, light beers.
Mm. Yep, summertime. Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the only time I truly enjoy light beers. I always like heavier beers, but yeah, in the summer, especially when you're outside, like, give me that light beer.
Also, the rest of the country is in 90-degree weather.
Yeah.
That just goes down a lot easier.
Yeah, exactly. There's some good light lagers out there. Hard seltzers are second. Which, again,
how many years have seltzers been crushing it?
5 years?
Five,
longer?
Six?
It's a good question. It's probably 5 or 6
now,
years
right.
ago that they came out. And White Claw was the goat. But yeah. I drink a lot of just canned seltzer waters, period. So I remember seeing that was coming out. I was like, this is going to be awesome. There's a lot of different seltzers out there nowadays. I did go to a store today. At first, I bought a six-pack of the Men's Room IPA because it's delicious. And also because... want to support the Fisher House, but then I bought some seltzers. I was torn between that and some tea. Vodka is obviously high on the list. Again, summertime drinks. Yeah, I mean, you could just make vodka lemonades. You'd be fine.
Or just dump it into a watermelon and watch how quickly people eat it.
Canned cocktails make the list. Mexican-style lagers.
Absolutely. Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. I was going to say tequila, too.
Hello,
tequila's on the list. Rosé, IPA, then other lagers.
And box wine.
I mean, look, I love IPAs, but when I think of a hot-ass summer July, not my go-to.
Oh, I will say this. The Men's Room IPA, it's a very much a summertime and a wintertime beer. It fits
I'm
both.
With you, man. I just, my sister-in-law's a big IPA fan, and she had some a while ago, and she was like, "Oh, this is light and crisp." Mm-hmm. I was like, "Yeah." I was like, it's not your traditional IPA, but it's great.
Yep, very good.
Also, thrill, never be afraid of a little summer shandy.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I just hate the name.
Is that what, Leinenkugel? They're the ones that make that famous?
Yep. There's a lot of people that make them, but Leinenkugel's was the first one I remember seeing. Right. Like, they were shipping it out and everything else. It was pretty big. Some of the condiments that made the list of, like, top things to have at a cookout on 4th of July. Hot sauce was number one out west.
Hell yeah, man.
You know what number one condiment in the Midwest is?
Ranch.
Good call, Miles.
Or mayonnaise, something.
I like this. The Northwest and Northeast, apparently they love mayonnaise. And down in the South, they want barbecue sauce.
Yep.
Let's see. Ketchup obviously finished number one in 5 states. Mustard in 3 of them. And then relish was super important down in Texas.
Hmm, really?
Yeah.
I figured hot sauce would dominate down there.
Yeah, you never know.
But to them, hot sauce is a cocktail.
I always think you should have a jar of sliced pickles out for hamburgers, too.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? Like, I love pickles now. I didn't like them as much growing up. I eat all kinds of pickles. Like, I mean, kosher's are the king, but, you know, bread and butter, whatever. Mm-hmm. I just like pickles. But I think I'm going to try relish again on my dog.
Yeah. All right.
It's been a while. All right, so these are the top 10 most important things 4th of July cookouts. Number 10 on the list, beef patties.
Of course. Of course. I'm glad that it's down to number 10, because it's, you just expect it.
No, this is your Sloppy Joe's, guys. Right.
I should warn you, this list is very American and very basic.
Okay.
Right? do you guys, now 4th of July, let's say you're having a big cookout, a lot of people. You still making the patties, or are you going to buy some pre-food?
If it's a lot of people, I'm buying the pre-made.
All right. Number 9 on the list of most important things, 4th of July cookout, watermelons.
Oh, yeah. Yep, absolutely.
That's important.
Right, watermelon's great.
Big old slice of it.
And don't be afraid to throw a little tagine on it.
My wife served.
Oh, what is that, the Mexican spice?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that stuff's great.
I'll put that on my corn.
Now, a lot of people, I guess, weren't satisfied with just beef patties because frozen beef burgers.
I mean, okay. I mean, I know there's a difference, but still, in the end, like just make me a burger, man.
So, and I will say, even in the frozen burger game, there's some
quality.
There is, yeah.
But the thing with the burger is, you use the one world where you don't want quality. You want
easy.
Fat. Yeah. You want 30% fat, 70%. This is where you do not go lean.
No, not that. There's some frozen burgers that are just gross.
Yeah. Right.
Like you're worried about the quality of the meat.
The actual meat, yeah. Yes. Yeah. But as far as
you're
fat
right. The worst you should have is 80-20 if you're forming burgers at home. 70-30 is probably the way to go. Next on the list, bratwurst.
All right. Like a men's room beer brat from Uli's Famous Sausage.
Yeah. Boom. Bratwurst obviously shows up a lot of places. And you know what? I've even seen some people eating our beer bratwurst and putting the men's room salsa on it.
Wow. Okay.
Miles, your thing is number most important things 4th of July, canned baked beans.
All right. Okay. I mean, I don't care how you make them. You can make them from scratch as long as you got baked beans.
Baked beans are good. I will say, like, I know a couple guys that are barbecuers, and they have started putting like pans of beans underneath the drippings and everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
just unreal.
Yeah, yeah.
Unreal. Yeah. Hot dog buns, which makes sense.
I guess hot dogs are going to show up at some point on that. That we didn't get dogs this year, but we got the buns, baby.
Here, just,
I guess they assume you're just going to have dogs, because no, hot dogs aren't on the list.
Really?
Yeah. These are, people say the most important things the 4th of July.
Stick your finger in there and look on it.
They want the bun. Like, after hot dog, I just want the bun.
Meatless bun.
Well, I think they just assume everybody, I mean, like, right. I feel like at any given time in America, 6 out of 10 people have hot dogs in their fridge.
And it doesn't matter the time of year.
Correct. Next on the list, baby back ribs.
Okay.
I would be happy to see that.
I'd be very happy to see that.
I'm with you. I mean, I know in Texas and probably parts of the South it's a little different, but like to me, 4th of July is always grilling.
Cooking as a people as do wrap and grill, but yeah, they take up so much room on the grill. So
yeah, I think of ribs being smoked. I mean, you're right. You could just cook them inside. That's how you do them, and they're pretty good. I just don't think about ribs on 4th of July, but I'm not against it.
Nope. Or pulled pork.
Next on the list, this is one of the important ones. Potato salad.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to put
also,
a little mustard in
it. Not easy to make. I mean, you might think you know how to cook potato salad. There's a fine line between mush and too hard of a potato.
Yeah.
That's the key. I mean, you can't go wrong. I mean, look, you got potatoes, you're adding mayonnaise, mustard. spices, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah, you're right, man. If it's hard, it's bad.
It sucks.
Nah. Number two on the list. Again, this is an interesting list. Most important things to have at the cookout. Charcoal.
Yeah. Propane, too, if you need that. Yeah, get that done ahead of time. If you think you're going low now, I'll go this weekend and fill your tank up or switch them out.
Now, what do you think number one on this list is going to be? We've had beef
in my
patty.
World, it's deviled eggs.
I would have guessed hot dogs because they were in Hot Dog Worlds, but you said that's not on the list.
Think simple like hot dogs.
Potato chips.
Corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob.
It is corn on the cob.
Yeah.
And I'm with you. I saw this, like, corn on the cob. What's the big deal? And then I'm like, you know what? It would be weird to go to a cookout and there's no watermelon or corn on the cob.
I agree. Mm-hmm. That is, now I'm hungry.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Shot of the Day's coming up here. You're listening to Men's Room.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
My game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola. Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Matt. What are you doing over there?
A little weed.
What do you like? Do you like a sativa during the day to keep your energy up?
Yeah, I would say yeah, and then do the indica at night.
Yeah, that's not a bad formula. Okay, our Men's Room poll. Pick one. Will you be able to paint like Picasso, write like Stephen King, sing like Pavarotti, or play like Kitty G?
I'd go with Pavarotti.
All right. Where would you belt it out? Like, what's your ideal scenario where this is gonna do something good for you?
Probably just like at random, walk into the mall, sit down on the piano they have in there, and just go to town on it.
I'm with you, Miles. I don't know how you think this isn't going to be awesome. People are going to be like, "Holy S, this guy can really sing."
No doubt. But at the same time, I wish you'd shut up.
Yeah, but all the videos I watch online, they just show the people that enjoy it.
Yeah, that's right. It's good
but,
point.
But if you're like busing, let's say you get on the Pike Place Market.
Yeah.
Are people going to give you money?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
If you have that kind of voice versus the other buskers, not that they're particularly bad, but if you can belt out opera, I think you end up with a lot of money.
All right. I'd hang out on the corner there by De Laurentiis.
Oh, that's the spot.
Yeah,
that is absolutely
like him.
The spot.
I'm not Italian, but I am Italian.
Yeah, for that moment, you're Italian. All right, Matt, here is your question. How many miles per hour does the Earth spin?
13.
Is he even remotely close?
No, not at all. Well, think
is
about
it faster?
What's the diameter of planet Earth?
I've never measured it.
24,000 miles. And a time zone is 1 hour pop, so it spins 1,000 miles per hour.
Oh.
That's why your time zones are.
No wonder I'm so dizzy.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, good. I thought you said everything gives you the spin.
Do you feel it?
You can't ride the teacups, but you can stand on planet Earth at 1,000 miles an hour.
Beat that.
All right. In what city does 101 Dalmatians take place?
Ooh. Wow.
San Francisco.
No.
Cleveland.
London. Yes, Cleveland.
That's where the dogs are.
How do you think they filled up that dog pound?
There you go.
Corella stole dogs, put them in there.
She was a huge Browns fan.
Well, that's why they never get to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, damn. All right, your question. Managua is the capital of what Latin American country? Managua. It almost rhymes.
Nicaragua.
Okay.
That's right. Nice Managua, job, Nicaragua.
I'll be darned. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola. John, sober, not sober?
I'm sober, driving home from work.
All right, John. Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to pick one. You can paint like Picasso, write like Stephen King, sing like Pavarotti, or play like Kenny G.
I'm going to go paint like Picasso.
Okay.
Don't sound so enthusiastic, John.
Yeah, wow.
Too much. Very contagious.
Would you risk it and say sing like Kenny G?
Do you think he can sing?
Not.
He's got musical talent.
He's got big lungs because he's blowing into his instrument. Yeah. I bet you he can sing.
I bet he can,
He's not tone deaf. He's got big lungs. He just happens to play his sax better.
You might be amazed that he's never sang on any album.
He might sing like Pavarotti. Wouldn't that just irritate the piss out of him? And paint like Picasso. I could do everything on the list. All right, your question.
I could do it all.
The multiple choice, the Caribbean country of Tobago is known as the racing capital of what? Dogs, goats, pigs, or ponies?
I'm going to go with ponies.
I'll go dogs.
Nope.
Damn.
Pigs?
Goats.
Goats.
Come on, man. It is the goat racing capital of the world.
Is it Tobago or Tobago?
I don't know. Is it Caribbean or Caribbean? Oh, you know, I just, right. I don't know.
Ready, set, go.
Thank you, Mike. All right. Multiple choice. 670, 706, 780, or over 800. How many people survived the sinking of the Titanic? 670, 706, 780, or over 800?
I'm going to go 706.
And you are correct. Oh, okay. Would have been 707 if Rose made just a little room on the board.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Steve, sober or not sober?
Not soberish.
What are you doing there, Steve?
A little pharmaceuticals, little plant-based activities, and some hops and barley.
Okay.
All right, what beer are you drinking?
Actually, a hurricane right now. Not really a beer, more of a lager. Not good stuff, really.
All right. Steve, is
you lager? Steve, you all right, man? Talk about doing pharmaceuticals.
Oh, thank you, Ted.
And you're, all right, well, you drink a malt liquor. Like, I'm getting a little worried.
No, worry not, my friend.
All right.
You sound like a Baltimore native.
Yeah, well, we used to call it Slurricane.
Well, treat yourself later on when you're done to a nice Swisher Sweet. keep the class rolling.
Mm.
All right, Steve. Here is your question. In Disney's...
man.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'll write like Stephen King.
Oh, that's a good call. Thank you. I forgot, Steve.
Yep.
I was too worried about your cocktail.
Oh, no, dude. That's plenty of cocktail.
Well, now I'm starting to worry about you guys not asking.
Well, Miles is high, too.
All right, one more question. Are you strictly a hurricane guy, or do you ever switch brands? Everybody I knew that drank 40s, like, you had one brand and you stuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much a hurricane because I only need one, you know, just to get a little buzz going.
Well, we know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, and it's relatively cheap.
Oh, we know.
I work for a moving company, so sometimes I'm working 16 to 18 hours a day. So just one beer, dinner, shower, good night.
I was always a Mickey's guy.
Ted, you make a good point, though. With malt liquor, it's like people that smoke. I'm very loyal to my brand. And right, when it came to malt liquor, like whatever it is they drink, that is what they drink and nothing else. All right, here's your question. In Disney's Peter Pan, what is the name of Chief's daughter? It's also a 1995 album from Natalie Merchant.
Oh. Esmeralda.
Miles, any guesses? You're Natalie Merchant, 1995. Big ass album for her. Tiger Lily.
Oh.
That was the name of her album?
Yep, I do remember that.
Yeah, she had an album in 95 called Tiger Lily, which is also the name of Chief's daughter from Peter Pan.
All right.
Now you know.
Oh.
All right, your question, what was the boss's name on the TV show The Office?
Oh, something I haven't watched. Esmeralda.
Esmeralda.
Esmeralda, I guess.
I like you have a go-to name.
That's a guess.
And it's such a common one, it's got to hit soon. That would be Michael Scott.
I could not remember it.
All right, your question, how many main islands make up the state of Hawaii?
Four?
Seven.
Eight.
Eight.
Oh, wow.
Gotta go visit it now.
Yeah, all eight of them.
All right, in the 1997 movie Dante's Peak, it tells the story of a town threatened by what?
Lava? Fire?
You're close.
I mean, that's the only place they come from.
Yeah, but look, volcano's the answer. But when Mount St. Helens blew, there was no lava.
Oh, volcano. Oh,
yeah. Right? There wasn't, but if lava shows up, like, I think he's kind of right. It's got to be from a volcano.
Yes.
There's not homemade lava.
But we need the word volcano. That's all.
All right, Trebek.
Hey, man, that's where you learn from, right? Like, Trebek was like, ooh.
Sorry, Ken.
You got one letter wrong on this. We're going
to
change
it. I was about to say, Ken would have let that go.
You think so?
Caribbean?
Yeah, Caribbean, Caribbean. He's what do you say? You say Caribbean or Caribbean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
I say Caribbean unless it's the movie, then it's Pirates of the Caribbean.
He says Pirates of the Yeah.
Yeah, Pirates of the Yeah. All right, Steve, your question. Why were the 1916 Olympic Games canceled? 1916 Olympic Games.
Weather?
World War One, maybe?
World War One.
Looking a little stormy out there, guys. We might have to call it.
I like weather.
1916, my bad.
It's real cloudy, man. There's
some really bad hail.
It's too hot.
In here.
It's too hot.
It's too hot.
Call them off.
Like this competition.
All right, Steve, your question. Demi Moore voiced the character in the movie, it voiced what character in the movie The Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Oh, jeez. Esmeralda.
Boom!
You got it.
Wow.
There it is.
I didn't know that.
Nice job, Steve.
Miles wrote it down on the fly. He's like, man, ask him this if he's going to keep saying Esmeralda.
That is the audio game show equivalent of leading the target.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Can't wait a minute to drink it time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 21-year-old Maren Carter of somewhere in Georgia, maybe, I think. Anyway, she was born with a right arm that never fully formed. All right. Shoulder to elbow, her arm was fine, but below the elbow is just like a small flexible nub. That's what she had been her whole life. Well, this past weekend, Maren got her first prosthetic arm, and these things are not cheap. They can cost anywhere from $10,000 to $70,000 or more for one of the more advanced ones, depending how advanced you want. Well, anyway, she was understandably excited. So she and her friends, they went to Top Golf to put it to the test. It's a cool video to see her up there, super excited. She has her new prosthetic arm, and on her first swing, the arm flew off and landed two floors below on the green. Because you know dude, it's her first swing.
I have not seen it.
I think the club stays in her left hand, but the right arm at the elbow, this thing flies off, lands two floors below on the green. We did not get word on whether or not she has to replace it, but it looked pretty beat up after falling over 20 feet.
I think we know what her handicap is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, damn. Damn.
It's a golf joke.
I know. I like it.
That's up she had four.
I know. God damn. But the people at the Top Golf, they had to go get her arm. Because you can't walk down there and get things. So
no. It's a driving range.
I was like, what? She's like, my arm. They're like, ma'am. And she held up her nub. And they're like, Jesus, are you kidding? And there it was. There, check it out, Ted.
You ready?
All right. Swing slice at her first swing. Oh, man. Hey, good for her for giving it a try.
Yeah, I mean, I like the spirit. But I'm sure they'll fix it, and she'll be able to swing a golf ball.
I think she'll be okay. And yeah, she's just like, damn. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
My game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola. Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Matt, what are you doing over there?
A little weed.
What do you like? Do you like a sativa during the day to keep your energy up?
Yeah, I would say yeah, and then do the indica at night.
Yeah, that's not a bad formula. Okay, our men's room poll, pick one. Will you be able to paint like Picasso, write like Stephen King, sing like Pavarotti, or play like Kitty G?
I'd go with Pavarotti.
There all right. Go. Okay.
You
where would you
do a duet.
Where would you belt it out? Like, what's your ideal scenario where this is gonna do something good for you?
Probably just like at random walk into the mall, sit down on the piano they have in there, and just go to town on it.
I'm with you, Miles. I don't know how you think this isn't going to be awesome. People are going to be like, holy S, this guy could really sing.
No doubt, no doubt. But at the same time, I wish he'd shut up.
Yeah, you but know. All the videos I watch online, they just show the people that enjoy it.
Yeah, that's
right.
It's good
but if you're like busing, let's say you get on the Pike Place Market.
Yeah.
Are people going to give you money?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
If you have that kind of voice versus the other buskers, not that they're particularly bad, but if you can belt out opera, I think you end up with a lot of money.
All right. I'd hang out on the corner there by De Laurentiis.
Oh, that's the spot.
Yeah.
That's
again,
spot. That is absolutely
like him.
The spot.
I'm not Italian, but I am Italian.
Yeah, for that moment, you're Italian. All right, Matt, here is your question. How many miles per hour does the Earth spin?
13.
Is he even remotely close?
No, not at all. Well, think
is
about
it faster?
What's the diameter of planet Earth?
I've never
big.
Measured it.
24,000 miles. And a time zone is 1 hour pop, so it spins 1,000 miles per hour.
Oh.
That's why your time zones are.
No wonder I'm so dizzy.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, good. I thought you said everything
it?
Gives you the spin.
Do you feel it?
You can't ride the teacups, but you can stand on planet Earth at 1,000 miles an hour.
Beat that.
All right. In what city does 101 Dalmatians take place?
Ooh, wow.
San Francisco.
No.
Cleveland.
London. Yes, Cleveland.
It's where the dogs are.
How do you think they filled up that dog pound?
There you go.
Corella stole dogs, put them in there.
She was a huge Browns fan.
Well, that's why they never get to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, damn. All right, your question. Managua is the capital of what Latin American country? Managua. It almost rhymes.
Nicaragua.
Okay.
That's right. Nice Managua, job, Nicaragua.
I'll be darned. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola. John, sober, not sober.
I'm sober, driving home from work.
All right, John. Okay, our men's room poll, you got to pick one. You can paint like Picasso, write like Stephen King, sing like Pavarotti, or play like Kenny G.
I'm going to go paint like Picasso.
Okay.
Don't sound so enthusiastic, John.
Yeah, wow.
Too much, very contagious.
Would you risk it and say sing like Kenny G?
Do you think he can sing?
Probably not.
He's got musical talent.
He's got big lungs because he's blowing into his instrument. Yeah. I bet you he can sing.
I bet he can,
he's
too.
Not tone deaf. He's got
right,
big
exactly.
lungs. He just happens to play his sax better.
You might be amazed that he's never sang on any album.
He might sing like Pavarotti. Wouldn't right. that just irritate mm-hmm. the piss out of him? And paint like Picasso. I could do everything on the list. All right, your question.
I can do it all.
The multiple choice. The Caribbean country of Tobago is known as the racing capital of what? Dogs, goats, pigs, or ponies?
I'm going to go with ponies.
I'll go dogs.
Nope.
Damn.
Pigs?
Goats.
Goats.
Come on, man. It is the goat racing capital of the world.
Is it Tobago or Tobago?
I don't know. Is it Caribbean or Caribbean? Okay. And I just, right. I don't know.
Ready, set, go.
Thank you, Mike. All right. Multiple choice. 670, 706, 780, or over 800. How many people survived the sinking of the Titanic? 670, 706, 780, or over 800?
I'm going to go 706.
And you are correct. Oh, okay. Would have been 707 if Rose made just a little room on the board.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Steve, sober or not sober?
Not soberish.
What are you doing there, Steve?
A little pharmaceuticals, little plant-based activities, and some hops and barley.
Okay.
All right, what beer are you drinking?
Actually, a hurricane right now. Not really a beer, more of a lager. Not good stuff, really.
All right. Steve, is
lager? Steve, wait, Steve, you all right, man? Talk about doing pharmaceuticals.
Oh, thank you, Ted.
And you're, all right, well, you drink a malt liquor. Like, I'm getting a little worried.
Mm-hmm. No, worry not, my friend.
All right.
You sound like a Baltimore native.
Yeah, well, we used to call it Slurricane.
Well, treat yourself later on when you're done to a nice switcher, a Swisher Sweet. keep the class rolling.
All right, Steve. Here is your question. In Disney's
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'll write like Stephen King.
Oh, that's a good call. Thank you. I forgot.
Steve. Yep. Come
on, Miles. I was too worried about your cocktail.
Oh no, dude, that's plenty of cocktail.
Well, now I'm starting to worry about you guys not asking.
Well, Miles is high too.
All right, one more question. Are you strictly a hurricane guy, or do you ever switch brands? Everybody I knew that drank 40s, like, you had one brand and you stuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much a hurricane because I only need one, you know, just to get a little buzz going.
Well, we know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, and it's relatively cheap.
Oh, we know.
I work for a moving company, so sometimes I'm working 16 to 18 hours a day. So just one beer, dinner, shower, good night.
I was always a Mickey's guy.
Ted, you make a good point, though. The malt liquor, it's like people that smoke. I'm very loyal to my brand. And right, when it came to malt liquor, like, whatever it is they drink, that is what they drink and nothing else. All right, here's your question. In Disney's Peter Pan, what is the name of Chief's daughter? It's also a 1995 album from Natalie Merchant.
Oh. Esmeralda.
Miles, let me guess. You're Natalie Merchant, 1995. Big ass album for her. Tiger Lily.
Oh.
That was the name of her album?
Yep, I do remember that.
Yeah, she had an album in 95 called Tiger Lily, which is also the name of Chief's daughter from Peter Pan.
All right.
Now you know.
Oh.
All right, your question. What was the boss's name on the TV show The Office?
Oh, something I haven't watched. Esmeralda.
Esmeralda.
Esmeralda, I guess.
I like you have a go-to name.
That's a guess. Let
and it's
go.
Such a common one, it's got to hit soon. That would be Michael Scott.
I could not remember it.
All right, your question. How many main islands make up the state of Hawaii?
Four?
Seven.
Eight.
Eight.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to go visit it now.
Yeah, all eight of them.
All right. In the 1997 movie Dante's Peak, it tells the story of a town threatened by what?
Lava? Fire?
You're close.
I mean, that's the only place they come from.
Yeah, but look, volcano's the answer. But when Mount St. Helens blew, there was no lava.
Oh, volcano. Oh, yeah.
Right? There wasn't, but if lava shows up, like, I think he's kind of right. It's got to be from a volcano.
Yes.
There's not homemade lava.
But we need the word volcano. That's all.
All right, Trebek.
Hey, man, that's where you learn from, right? Like, Trebek was like, ooh.
Sorry, Ken.
You got one letter wrong on this. We're going to change
it. I was about to say, Ken would have let that go.
You think so?
Is that Caribbean, Caribbean?
Yeah, yeah. Caribbean, Caribbean. What do you say? You say Caribbean or Caribbean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I say Caribbean, unless it's the movie, then it's Pirates of the Caribbean.
He says Pirates of the Yeah.
Yeah, Pirates of the Yeah. All right, Steve, your question. Why were the 1916 Olympic Games canceled? 1916 Olympic Games.
Weather?
World War One, maybe?
World War One.
Looking a little stormy out there, guys. We might have to call it.
I like weather.
1916, my bad.
It's real cloudy, man.
There's some really bad hail.
It's too hot.
In here.
It's too hot.
It's too hot.
Call them off.
Like this competition.
All right, Steve, your question. Demi Moore voiced the character in the movie. It voiced what character in the movie The Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Oh, jeez. Esmeralda.
Boom!
You got it.
Wow.
There it is.
I didn't know that.
Nice job, Steve.
Miles wrote it down on the fly. He's like, man, ask him this if he's going to keep saying Esmeralda.
That is the audio game show equivalent of leading the target.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Can we make it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we had Tizzy Drink Desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 21-year-old Maren Carter of somewhere in Georgia, maybe, I think. Anyway, she was born with a right arm that never fully formed. All right. Shoulder to elbow, her arm was fine, but below the elbow is just like a small flexible nub. That's what she had been her whole life. Well, this past weekend, Maren got her first prosthetic arm, and these things are not cheap. They can cost anywhere from $10,000 to $70,000 or more for one of the more advanced ones, depending how advanced you want. Well, anyway, she was understandably excited. So she and her friends, they went to Top Golf to put it to the test. It's a cool video to see her up there, super excited. She has her new prosthetic arm, and on her first swing, the arm flew off and landed two floors below on the green. Because you know dude, it's her first swing.
I've not seen it.
I think the club stays in her left hand, but the right arm, at the elbow, this thing flies off, lands two floors below on the green. We did not get word on whether or not she has to replace it, but it looked pretty beat up after falling over 20 feet.
I think we know what her handicap is.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
It's a golf joke.
I know. I like it.
That's what she held for.
I know. God damn. But the people at the Top Golf, they had to go get her arm. Seriously, because you can't walk down there and get things. So
no. It's a driving range.
I was like, what? She's like, my arm. They're like, ma'am. And she held up her nub. And they're like, Jesus, are you kidding? And there it was. There, check it out, Ted.
You ready?
All right. Swing, so I said, her first swing. Oh, man. Hey, good for her for giving it a try.
Yeah, I mean, I like the spirit. But I'm sure they'll fix it, and she'll be able to swing a golf ball.
I think she'll be okay. And yeah, she's just like, damn. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.